we needed a break there. We had two games in the week and played against two of the big hitters. And, yeah, so it was the boys played well. The scoreline didn't really, weren't really reflections of the game. But, yeah, they needed a break. So looking forward to this weekend.
Southern Beach is just ahead of you on the table. You'd be looking forward to get one up on them?
Yeah, this is a game that we know that we can win. And we're going into the game hoping that we can come away with the win, most definitely.
Mate, who's been standing out for the Bulls, certainly in first grade so far this season? Anyone you might want to give a mention to?
Oh, look, Isaac Barrett at fullback's been great this year. We just know that we've got to find him early ball and find him a bit of room. Isaac, unfortunately, is not available this weekend. It's going to open the door. We've got a young local, Brock Warner, who's been playing this year. He's come from league and decided to have a game of rugby, and he's learning the game, but we know his class. We'd love to see him at 5'8 or inside centre, but he also, at the moment, he's still learning the game. So he'll more than likely start at 15 for us in lieu of Isaac. But Brock's very good footballer, good defensively, great feet, and he's good in open space also.
So you've got a great hand there in Steve Merrick, who can show him the ropes, how to move over from league to union?
That's exactly right. Yeah, Snorky did that back in the day.
It's been a tough season for you. How are you coping with it? I mean, you know, one week you're probably missing a few people because of COVID, shifts, all the rest of it. It's added up to a real challenge for this year.
It is, yeah. We knew the year was going to be challenging. And every football team in every code has to deal with these moments. But the way that the fortitude of the players is quite incredible, and the way that they go about it. We know that we're underdone by maybe four players. If we had an extra four players every week that could commit, we know that would be much more competitive. But that's just the way it is. So we just deal with what we have, and the boys have been unbelievable. So but you're right, it's been a difficult year.
Mate, what's the goal for this second part of the season, the run towards the finals? What are your hopes? What are you hoping to achieve at this point?
Yeah, our pre-season wasn't great, so we knew fitness was a thing. And in football, it doesn't matter how good of a team you are, fitness rules,
yeah,
results. And so we expect, you know, that game fitness is there now. If we can get some combinations going and we can keep players off the injury list, we know that we'll better compete, and we should be able to claw back some of those larger points that have been getting put on us.
Mate, have you got a word for the fans of the mighty Singleton Bulls and the sponsors before I let you go?
Oh, absolutely. So we play this weekend, Saturday at home game. The fire will be burning, the beer will be flowing, and the boys will be putting every bit of effort into the game. So get down, support the Bulls. They love the vocal crowd. It's always a great day at Rugby Park, and I'm sure that there'll be plenty of people having a beer into the late hours of the evening.
Mate, good luck against Southern Beaches, Pardo, and I'm sure we'll speak again before the end of the season.
Good on you, Bear.